T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. This idea of trading a head coach, to some it may seem ridiculous, but the history of the league tells us it's a somewhat common occurrence, for how weird it seems. Ron, let me read off some of these guys that have been traded. Don Shula in 1970. By the way, this worked out really well for the teams that traded for coaches almost all the time. They poached him from the Colts. The league originally said, you know, no problem. They just poached him. But then they said, now it's got to be a trade. And they had to send a first-round pick, the Dolphins did, for tampering. They sent it to Baltimore. So that was ruled a trade. Pretty good one. Bill Parcells, the Jets, found a way to hire him after his Patriots tenure. They traded first, second, third, and fourth round picks to Parcells, who in no short order had them in an AFC title game in Denver. Mike Holmgren, Seahawks, trade for him from the Packers for a second round pick. He gets Seattle to a Super Bowl. Bill Belichick, the most famous example of all. Patriots send first, fourth, and fifth round picks to the Jets for Belichick. That turned out fairly well. Here's another good one. John Gruden. The Buccaneers trade 2 first round picks, 2 second round picks, and $8 million to the Raiders. They win a Super Bowl with Gruden. Herm Edwards, a fourth round pick. The Chiefs traded a fourth round pick to the Jets.
You get what you pay
exactly.
For.
You
play to win the game.
He didn't have a good tenure in Kansas City after that trade, 15-33. Bruce Arians steps down with the Cardinals, still under contract, so Tampa Bay sends a sixth-round pick to the Cardinals.
Worked out well.
He wins the Super Bowl. So that leads us to...
Can I jump in here one thing?
Yeah.
A Pittsburgh team made one of these deals.
Chuck Tanner.
The Oakland Athletics, right?
Yes, and that turned out pretty well.
They sent Manny Sanguian, I think.
I think so.
Chuck Tanner was traded for, or was it Oakland or was it the White Sox? I think it was Oakland. I think he went from the White Sox to Oakland.
Yes.
And then Oakland traded him here. Won maybe the last World Series that will ever happen.
That we'll ever
see.
Maybe. Yes. Also a famous NFL trade that was on the table that didn't happen. 2014, Albert Breer reported that the Browns were going to trade a couple of picks for Jim Harbaugh from the 49ers. Harbaugh himself vetoed the trade and went to Michigan. Leads us all up to two things. One is Sean Payton going to Denver, and Denver gives up, what, a first-round pick, a second-round pick?
And then they get a third round back in addition to Payton.
So they gave up a lot, and of course, that leads us to talk of Mike Tomlin. Why wouldn't it? That's no insult to Tomlin.
No.
That's a compliment to Tomlin. The same as in the end, it was really a compliment to Tomlin, although he didn't take it that way, when people asked him about a college job. Would he take a college job? The same way Cowher was asked about college jobs. Andy Reid was asked about college jobs. Sean Payton. They ask about college jobs because they want to know if you're going to take more money. That's not an insult.
What was his answer?
You don't ask those guys about that.
You never say never, but never.
And yes, but never. So I ask you, you two, the world at large, would you ever consider trading Mike Tomlin? And before you answer, let's go to Jerry Dulac's chat, where a man named IUP Dave weighs in. Perhaps he knows Joe Lombardi.
Or Ricky Monster.
Or Ricky Monster, or Joe Lenardi, he may know.
Now, wait a minute. Is there a hello, Jerry?
No, it starts out.
Come on, be polite here, will you?
Well, this one starts out, Mr. Dulac.
Okay, that's polite. That's a form of respect. Yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely, that's respectful.
Falsy, Mr. Dulac,
Mr.
period?
Dulac.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a respectful greeting. I thought you were going to say he had no greeting.
No, Mr. Dulac. Is it likely you will get several? It's likely you will get several questions on this topic. But if any team would give you a first and just 1 second round pick for Mike Tomlin, would you consider this trade? I would expect Dulac, like he does with some other questions in this and every mailbag, to come back with a beautifully sarcastic comment or say something like,
you're an idiot.
You've lost your mind.
But the other way of doing it is pay the man, right? That's when he likes the question.
Or in this instance, and again, the question was, if any team would give you a first and just 1 second round pick for Tomlin, would you consider the trade? Dulac's answer? The Steelers wouldn't. Wow.
Didn't answer the question himself.
I'm with Jerry.
By extension, he certainly did and said he would consider that, Ron. That's the way I read that answer.
No, I do too, but I think his point is the Steelers absolutely wouldn't make that deal.
But they didn't ask about the Steelers. He asked Mr. Dulac.
He could have said, you're idiot, stupid, whatever. No, Pompeiani calls me
would
stupid.
Would you, Jerry Dulac, consider this trade? Jerry said the Steelers wouldn't, which by extension indicates that Jerry would. That's what I read into that. Would you too? Would you consider this year, or if obviously this is hypothetical this year, he's not going anywhere. I'm saying, would you consider it? And if they had another 9-8 season next year and extended the non-losing streak but didn't win a playoff game, would you then consider trading Tomlin? Would this be on your radar if you were Art Rooney?
I'd have to look at all possibilities. Now, we had a caller yesterday because we talked about this topic yesterday that said Tomlin would never agree to it, that he'd quit and go to a broadcast booth, that he has too much pride to be traded. I don't know if that's true or not. I would absolutely have to consider it, yes.
I certainly wouldn't hang up on the team that would offer me that trade. The only thing that would hold me back is the fact that there's a rookie quarterback who's going into his second year, and do I want to upset the apple cart, if you will, with bringing in a new coaching staff, really? Because if you're going to get rid of Mike Tomlin, I mean, is Matt Canada going to stay with that new head coach?
The new head coach would come in here, and before he signed his deal, fire Matt Canada.
Right. So the whole coaching staff would be different.
That is probably the order of events.
He would say,
I will not sign until
he's gone.
Yeah,
exactly. The first contingent of me coming in here is you have to get rid of that guy. So, yeah, I'm with you guys. Of course I would consider this. At no insult to Tomlin. At no insult to Tomlin. Don Shula, Bill Parcells, John Gruden, Sean Payton. What are we talking about here? They only want to trade, make the unusual move to trade for you if they like you and love you and think you're a great coach.
And if it's a top 15 first-round pick?
Yes. I'd want two first-round picks. That's what I'd ask for. If you're willing to call me and you want to trade for my head coach, you must want him real bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll take two firsts.
Sweeten the offer a little bit.
Yes, I would consider this. If Jim Irsay calls me tomorrow and says, you know what, I've rethought on Jeff Saturday. I don't think he's going to be the next Vince Lombardi. Would you guys trade me Tomlin for two first-round picks?
First-round picks would be really hard to turn down.
I'd say yes,
yeah,
but
I'd
you have to take Matt Canada.
Right. Please take a package deal.
Well, no, but I think like you said, you get a new coach, Canada's not here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm kidding on that one. I would say yes.
Because this team is not that far away from, I mean, there are a couple of playmakers
really?
Away
think,
from
really when you look at the Bengals and that
it
division.
Depends on Kenny Pickett.
Oh, of course it does.
But if you believe that what he showed at the end of the season is real and that he's only going to get better from here, then yeah, you've got
it's
a chance.
It's hard for me to believe that Art Rooney is sitting there with his own thoughts, saying to himself, I have the kind of staff that is going to bring out the absolute best in our young quarterback. He just can't be. Maybe I'm wrong, but Matt Canada's the best guy out there. A defensive-minded head coach is the best guy out there.
Well, I go back
those
to
two
how he
together?
Didn't damn him with praise when he said, you know, who knows, we have to bring somebody else and start over. It could be worse. That's not the endorsement that you want. We're keeping him because he's outstanding.
Yeah.
And he's going to do great things with our young quarterback. Not as opposed, we don't want to start over because it could be worse.
Right. And again, first of all, the Jags would be a great example of not living in your fears. They brought in an entirely new staff this year, new head coach, new coordinator, new everybody, and their quarterback got appreciably better and started to fulfill his potential.
They could only go up from what they did, though. They made a humongous, gigantic mistake before that.
True, but they brought in a whole new regime, and their quarterback is suddenly really good.
The other part of that, though, Joe, is he was Trevor Lawrence was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
In his third year, would he not have gotten better no matter who was around him? Just by experience alone.
Second year.
And with his pedigree.
Yeah.
Would he have not gotten a lot better?
I don't know.
I'm thinking he would have because he's that skilled.
With Urban Meyer?
Maybe not him.
To me, it's proof that you can change your entire regime and not affect a really good quarterback. So are the Eagles, by the way. The Eagles have gone from Andy Reid Super Bowl, Doug Peterson Super Bowl, Nick Sirianni Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah. Right.
They're the best example of it, really.
I like what the Broncos do. The Broncos and the Steelers are among the all-time leaders in appearances in championship games. They've appeared in the same number of Super Bowls. The Steelers have won more Super Bowls than the Broncos, but I admire the Broncos organization too. They prove that you can do it a different way. They go out and try and get high-profile guys and go for broke and change a lot. Shanahan was there for a long time. Kind of like the way Andy Reid was in Kansas City. They bring in Peyton Manning. People thought they were nuts. He's got a neck injury. What are you doing? They win with him and Kubiak. They try to bring in Russell Wilson. Will it work out? I don't know. They bring in Nate Hackett, and it doesn't work, and they get rid of him, and they move on. Now they trade for Peyton. You know, there's different ways to do this. And it's been a while since the Steelers could point to hardcore evidence and say our way is better than a lot of people, unless the non-losing streak to you is proof of that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I wrote about this the other day. The Steelers' way has become very old and antiquated for me.
See, I think the Steelers would hear that and they would say those teams are just chasing what we already have. They're chasing the stable coach, you know, the guy that we know that we can win with. So we're going to keep him.
Right.
But win what?
But they're not, though. The Eagles get rid of guys on their first losing season, their last couple coaches.
Should they have ever gotten rid of Doug Peterson, though?
What does it look to you like now?
Well, yes, they found Sirianni. It's been unbelievable. But Peterson's also winning in Jacksonville. He's a really good coach.
And Andy Reid they got rid of, and he's in the Super Bowl.
Right. So, I guess it's a credit to them for finding these guys.
Yeah, they're the ultimate proof that there's lots of coaches out there that you can win with. Right?
Yeah.
Lots of guys.
We're not talking rocket scientists here. We're talking football.
Football coaches.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would trade Tomlin. I would think about that for sure. I think it's actually something that they should consider. Definitely after next season, if they don't win a playoff game again, or if they're, you know, they could have a season where they won 12 games and then played a great game against Kansas City or whatever and lost, and that would be a good year. But if they have another 9-8 season and somebody comes a calling, or if Jim Irsay has a change of heart and simply gives me a call and says, we love Mike Tomlin, would you trade for him right now? I would consider it, Ron.
A lot of people thought Carolina might try to push for
Tepper,
Tomlin because Tepper knows him.
We don't know that they didn't, right?
Maybe. Did they hire anybody? Who'd they hire? What open is there still? The Colts are still open, right? Are the Panthers still open? No, they hired, they didn't hire Steve Wilkes. They hired, who did they hire?
I forget.
Come on.
You brought it up, Bron.
I know. Now I got a mental block here.
Frank Reich.
There you go. That's who they hired. That's exactly right. So there's still openings in Denver. Or not Denver. They're still opening. I know. There's not openings.
Indy's open, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And there's one more, right?
Houston, Cardinals.
Cardinals. Houston got their man. Denver got their man. The Cardinals.
They call me up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Up and say two first-round picks for Mike Tomlin. I'm doing it.
Going back to that, though, I think this is another example of them living in their fears, because there probably is a thought that, well, Mike Tomlin, if he goes somewhere else, he's going to win. He's going to win somewhere else. Well, Andy Reid's won other places.
It's okay if Doug Peterson's won other places.
If you get two number one picks that help you win, that's okay.
Yeah. Mike McCarthy's done a little bit of winning, at least. We're in his new place, right? He got him to the playoffs a couple times.
So what if he wins elsewhere? As long as you win.
Yes. That's exactly right. I agree with that. Every single one of those guys that people traded for, except for Herm Edwards, won, and in some cases big, at their new place. There's nothing wrong with that. But I was surprised that Dulac seemed to at least endorse the idea that he would think about it.
He didn't say no, did he?
He didn't say no. 412-928-9370. I promised you an events list in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you said it was a real treat.
It's a treat that you wouldn't believe, Ron. And I'm going to ask these fine gentlemen which one they would go to, but I would bet people would call in about this Tomlin trade. Not that it's happening. The idea of a Tomlin trade. It's so interesting to me that you can trade coaches and that all these high-profile guys have actually been traded. This Patrick Mahomes is something else, man. Just watching his news conference.
What did he say?
I don't know. I'm just looking it up. He's like, on the ballot for AP Offensive Player of the Year, MVPs, back in a Super Bowl, five straight AFC championships. And the thing is, he proved last week, I don't know that he had to prove it, but he was forced to. He can beat you any which way. He can beat you on one leg. I mean, he's a guy who I think is going to age very, very well, because he'll beat you with his brain. He'll beat you from the pocket. He'll beat you with his arm. He still has many years, I think, of beating you with his legs.
How about
any which way? His
creativity is what amazes me.
His competitiveness, all of it.
And he did it all this year without maybe the most electrifying teammate in the game, Tyreek Hill.
I think we just witnessed one of the great playoff wins by a quarterback. I don't know that we've characterized it that way. He had no receivers left. Right? Yeah. Juju, Hardman, and a third guy got hurt.
His three guys were out.
His top three guys were out.
He had Valdez Scantling. That's the only guy that was left, really. He was just hitting Travis Kelce like almost 20 times a game.
And he still managed. He literally won the game with that scramble that he got hit on. I mean, and he was beating them from the pocket when he had to. And I don't see any reason to believe that he's going to slow down. I don't see a way of slowing this guy down, Ron. He's one of the greatest I've ever seen. And he's got a really smart organization.
I'm with you, and a smart head coach, coordinator. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. He does stuff I've never seen a quarterback do. The creativity alone blows me away.
We didn't even talk about the guy for a lot of this season. And he had 41 touchdowns and 12 picks.
And he's going to win the MVP.
50 touchdowns and 12 picks his first year in the league. You knew it when he came in here. And him and Ben had an unbelievable shootout that day. He had 6 touchdown passes. What was the final score that day? 45-40, something ridiculous like that. Ben went toe-to-toe. Well, really, Mahomes went toe-to-toe with Ben. And this guy, Ron, his worst season, passer rating-wise, worst season, was last year when he had 37 touchdowns and 13 picks. He's only 27. I think he's going to age well. I think we're looking at 10 to 13 years left of Patrick Mahomes, where I think he has a chance to make maybe 5, 6, 7 more Super Bowls. He'll be an every other year guy, just like Brady.
You would think, but it's so hard. Things, you know, bounce here, bounce there. It's so hard to get there. It just is.
He's 3 for 5, though.
Yeah, he is. If anybody can do it, I would think it's him. You know, Joe Burrow, you know, went to one and almost went to another one. Almost is not making it.
No.
And, I mean, who knows what's down the road. He may never win one. It's possible.
Might never.
Marino never won one.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers won one.
Yeah.
Drew Brees won one.
Yeah.
You never know. That's why this is a real big game for Mahomes, I think. He gets a second one in 5 years. He's got a hell of a leg up on challenging Brady as the best of all time, even if he doesn't get 7.
Yes, he does. Brady, I mean, look at his first 5 years. I think he won 2 or 3. It's just
well, Ben
it's
won
ridiculous.
2 in his first 5 years.
That's very true.
And never got to another one.
Never got to
well,
another
one.
Well,
he did. He got to one.
Never won another one.
Never won another
ben
one.
Ben had a phenomenal start to his career. And then the ironic thing about Ben, if this is ironic, is that when he was going to Super Bowls, the talk was always, yeah, Ben's a winner, but he's not putting up the numbers of those other guys. And then for the whole rest of his career, he put up the numbers of the other guys, but didn't go to any more Super Bowls.
Never won.
3-7 in his last 10 playoff games. Just a very strange sort of two-chapter career, but man, he got off to one of the great starts in the history of the league. There's no doubt about that. And had a phenomenal career overall. First ballot Hall of Famer. When I see Mahomes, I think this guy's not even old yet or even close. He's 27, for God's sakes, Ron. He's going to open next season at age 27. What's Pickett? How old is Pickett?
24.
He's 24.
He's going to be 25, I think, before next year.
I know.
Will he really?
I think.
Let me look up Pickett.
Seems like he's been 24 for a long time.
He's been 24 since his freshman year at Pitt. How old is this guy, Ron?
I think he turns 25 before the season. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, he turns 25 in June.
See?
Oh, my God. Mahomes is 2 years older than Pickett.
And is in his third. I just saw the stat that the only two quarterbacks to go to 3 Super Bowls their first 6 years were Brady and Mahomes. And Mahomes didn't even play much his first year. He was behind Alex Smith.
Holy bird follicles.
There's two major factors, though, still for even Mahomes, and that's Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. What's he going to look like post those guys?
There might not be a post Andy Reid.
What was he going to look like post Tyreek Hill?
He might coach till he's 80.
Maybe. Just stays as long as Mahomes is playing?
Yes.
I wouldn't be going anywhere if I loved coaching.
I know.
Still had my health.
What's this story about Mr. Whipple? I'm
Mark
reading about
Whipple.
Him now.
Is he out of work? I'm assuming, right? He was at Nebraska, and the head coach got fired there, Scott Frost. They kept him on for their year. Is he out of work now?
He's still a sounding. I don't know. He's still a sounding. I thought he was the. He's not at. He's not. Did he go out with Frost at
no,
Nebraska?
No, he finished the season. They kept him on. But I think
he's still listed there as
the
coordinator.
I don't know if the new coach kept him on. I know he kept him on for the season, but I don't know that he did now.
He's still a sounding board for Kenny Pickett. Mr. Whipple. Bring him in, Ron. Just let him be a good friend to the program. I would. I don't think they're going to bring in a senior offensive consultant. It doesn't appear that way if
no,
you read
I think they
what
feel
Dulac
like
says.
They're happy with what they have.
All right, let me read these.
Yeah, these events you got.
There's
me,
a prominent ticket site out there.
You got
there.
My interest peaked.
This is what's hot in Pittsburgh entertainment as far as what is selling tickets today. People buying tickets. Let me give you a choice of the top 10 here. Number one is Avalanche Penguins next Tuesday.
I'll be there looking forward to it without buying a ticket.
Morgan Wallen? Is that his name? Her name? Who is that?
Morgan Wallen. That's a country singer.
Not
is
buying
he any
that
good?
Yeah,
what?
Good. Pretty good.
Not buying it, not going to it.
Controversial, though, I think.
Is it a guy or a woman?
It's a guy.
Well, let me read these, and then we'll say which one we would go to. Taylor Swift is number three. I mortgaged the house to get my kid a ticket to
you
that.
You a Swiftie?
No, I wouldn't go.
White Sox at Pirates opening day. John Mayer, all acoustic. Aww. Adam Sandler. The Impractical Jokers. They're tonight. Who are they? What is that? Is it a comedy troupe, Ron?
Impractical or the Practicals?
Impractical Jokers. Luke Combs.
Country guy, right?
Louisville at Pitt next Tuesday. And number 10 on the list, for some reason, is Oklahoma at West Virginia. You get to go to any one of those events, Ron. I'll treat you. Which one would you go to? Adam Sandler?
No. It would be one of the two sporting events, the Penguins, Colorado. Probably I'd say let's go to the White Sox-Pirates game because it'll be McCutcheon's first game back. Those are the only two that really interest me on that list.
Not the Impractical Jokers.
Don't know who they are.
It's a TV show. Did you ever see that?
It's a TV show?
Yeah. They bet each other. They say, hey, go and act like a fool in this scenario, and then they film them doing it, and they all laugh.
I could play that role,
Our whole show would be good at that.
We could all play a jerk.
Where are you going, Folsy, if I had two tickets to all those hot Pittsburgh events?
Opening day, I think, would be right there at number one, but right behind that is John Mayer.
Me too. That's my number one, easy. And the fact that he's touring just acoustic?
Yeah. Actually, I might switch that. John Mayer might be number
one. That's number one. I think every performer in history is better just acoustic. Just them and their good.
Yeah.
Springsteen. I don't want to be cheering like it's a football game. I want to listen to him sing his songs and play his guitar, Ron. God bless you.
It was a cough. But
I now say that for coughs.
You say it now, too. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I mean, if it was Springsteen, I'd go. I don't know John Mayer. I don't know his music.
I hear you. That would be one.
The defending Stanley Cup champion, Avalanche, are in town. See if Sid versus McKinnon.
That's a good one.
Two Nova Scotia guys.
That's a good one. My number two, however, would be White Sox Pirates opening day. And I actually planned to go that. And then Adam Sandler, I think, would be three.
Yeah, me too.
Fulzenator?
I agree.
Do you think he's funny in his movies or is he just a bad actor?
No, I think he's funny. I mean, some movies miss, you know, like he's had some duds over the years.
Yeah.
But most of them
have.
Do you like him, Ron?
Not especially.
Did you like pick an Adam Sandler movie, Fulzy?
Billy Madison. Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore is a good golf movie. Never saw it.
Waterboy.
Never saw Caddyshack.
I didn't think the Waterboy was funny at all.
No.
I never saw Caddyshack. He's not in Caddyshack, is he?
No. You talked about a golf movie.
Oh, a golf movie, yeah.
Isn't Caddyshack like the most famous golf movie? And I never saw that.
Me neither. I never saw it. Taylor Swift, anyone? Ron?
Not the least bit interested.
Nader?
Your daughter is, though, isn't she?
Very. Very interested.
Now, who's taking her? Her mother? Or is she going with a friend?
With a friend. I'm dropping them off and then hoping the damn thing gets over.
I'm not ashamed to admit that I've enjoyed her music over the years.
So have I.
Lately, though, not
again,
so much.
Again, Folsy.
She's like Ben Roethlisberger, career.
She's become so big.
I liked her better when she was a country star. I liked that
me
music
too.
Better.
And again, you give me Taylor Swift with just her guitar like they do those NPR Tiny Music concerts, I'd watch her for 2 days straight.
Yeah.
But you put her with a band and all that. Ron, the same thing with Pink.
Pomp and circumstance.
I don't need all that. No. I want the person, their voice, good words, and a guitar. Three chords and the truth. That's what Bono said. That's all I need, Ron. Who's your favorite performing act of all time?
I'd probably say Springsteen.
Springsteen? Do you like it? Have you been to a Springsteen show?
A number of them. Three.
Do you like it when he breaks off from the band and does three numbers in a row acoustic?
I like his big songs, too.
Big songs.
Yeah.
So do I, actually.
I mean, Born to Run is just one of my all-time favorite songs.
Yeah, me too. Bolsey, you a Born to Run guy?
Yeah, love it.
Tramps Like Us. Baby, We Were born to run. What was that? What was that? Is that the sound like supposed to be Springsteen?
Is that a guitar, Fulcy?
Yeah, it's a guitar.
What do the lyrics mean in that song? Does anybody know?
Good question.
Ron, you want to be a lyric interpreter?
I just like the music.
So the lyrics aren't that important. It's more just that if the words go together,
right,
you're good with it.
Right.
Almost like a piece of art that you interpret, right?
Right. Did you read the book on the 72 Dolphins?
Not yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I guess it's a 60 film. The Perfect Machine relives the glory days, and the Steelers could have beat them, maybe even should have beaten them.
The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. I want to die with you, Wendy, on the street tonight in an everlasting kiss. Do you like that part, Ron?
I like the music part of it. I don't have any idea what the words mean.
Fulcy, the highway's jammed with broken heroes.
That's my favorite.
Does that one reach out to you?
That's my favorite riff.
Yeah, I love that.
That's when he goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, the highway's jammed with broken heroes. On a last chance power drive.
Fulcy, you add the guitar and we have an act here.
I know. You guys ripped me for the guitar.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Bring in the guitar on that.
Singing, man.
Finish this with the guitar. Sounds like something out of Deliverance.
Ned Beatty.
Yes.
Did you see Deliverance?
Unfortunately, yes.
Burt Reynolds, right?
Yeah. Oh, is he great, Ron? All right, we're going to wrap this up next.
Mercifully, when we start singing.
Social media's biggest loser is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken 180. Anybody got a loser on social media?
It might be you, because I posted the video of you having a cupcake spill all over your hand. Yeah.
You know what? I'd vote for Ricky Monster just because he...
Ricky Monster. Yeah, because he took a shot at me.
He did. He took a shot at you.
For saying Joe Lombardi multiple times instead of Joe Lenardi. As both of you, let me continue to do it in front of our millions of listeners. Fulcy took great pleasure in that, I think.
You're welcome.
Here we go, Ron. You want to join in? Fulcy can do guitar.
I love this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the road.
There's no
place.
Add that guitar, Fulcy.
See, I always rip him for singing over great songs, and I was just doing
it. I like it. It proves that you love it.
I love this.
Go ahead, Fulcy. Add the guitar.
One of my all-time favorite songs.
Right here.
Tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
Hold on.
Tramps like us, baby, we were born to run.
One more time.
Tramps like us, baby, Closing we were born to run.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. How about me singing there over a great
Born
song?
To Run turns to Deliverance. Thank you to Fulcy. What's Cooking brought to you by Mr. Rooter. Call 412-ROOTER-2.
Thank you, Mr. Rooter.
And by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Silverados and Colorados are back in stock with a great selection. Stop in and online at sunchevy.com. Clouds and sun, a high of 38 today. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers, has weighed in with a text saying, I saw Joe Lombardi last night. I did the IUP hoops game. So from one man whose name is confused for another, he must really like Joe Lombardi because I kept saying that instead of Joe Lenardi today, Ron.
Yeah, I think he might be. Absolutely.
What a man he is.
Speaking of Seth Meyers, I saw him in a show yesterday called American Auto. It's a new kind of sitcom show, and he was on an episode of that.
Is he good?
Yeah.
He's really talented guy.
He's a funny man.
You know what I'm dreading this weekend? This is the first one without football since September.
I didn't think of that.
It will be the after next Sunday, we won't have meaningful football again until September.
I know. That's you know what we do have, though, Ron? Meaningful college basketball for the first time in many, many years.
And we do have the draft coming up. We got a lot of mock drafts ahead of us, don't we?
Yeah, including tomorrow. I'm going to do a mock draft with you. Me, you, and Falsey. We'll do it with Born to Run in the background.
Yeah, it's the best.
Ron, have a good night.
Joe, you too. See you tomorrow morning at 10.
Falsey, I love you dearly.
I love you too, Joe, and I love you, Ron.
Ditto.
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 That hurts,
no,
huh?
No, it's good. That's all I wanted.
Nah, you wanted
that's
I love you back.
That's the best you could get.
Yeah, ditto? That's it?
You knew he wasn't going to actually say it.
We've talked about this before.
Have you ever said I love you to a girl?
Well, we talked about this, right.
Didn't say it back.
In your
that's
teens.
That's an uncomfortable
position.
Yeah,
or early 20s, the worst response to I love you is, thanks.
Thanks.
That was just the other night, last night.
What?
On 2 and a Half Men.
What?
Charlie said, I love you to, I think it was Chelsea. And she looks at him and goes, thanks.
And that
and
is
he
so
was,
bad.
He was crushed. He went to his shrink for that.
Yeah, if you don't get the requisite response, you're crushed. What would be the worst response to that? Silence or you do?
Or I know.
Well, that makes one of us.
I know. Yeah, that makes one
that,
of us.
That makes one of us.
The best quote on that came from a singer I saw, John Gorka, Ron. And he said, a long time ago I dated this woman and we both were deeply in love with her, but neither one of us liked me that much.
That's a beautiful one.
Nice.
Thank you, Falsey.
See you tomorrow, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.